Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, the net draws closer around Superman's young friend, Jim Olsen, as he comes to the attention of the unseen man behind the gang of young hoodlums. Unknown leader of the group behind the organized campaign to promote bigotry and intolerance.
Hi there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. You know, there are more reasons than you can shake a stick at why you fellas want to clean up every last bit of your breakfast bowl full of Kellogg's Pep these days. First off, there's the doggone good eating in this sunny golden toasted cereal. Then, there's the important nutrition you get in Kellogg's Pep. Your mom will tell you about that. Even better nutrition than in sun-ripened whole wheat itself. More than twice as much energy vitamin B1, for example, plus your whole daily minimum need of sunshine vitamin D in every serving. And here's the payoff, gang. Another reason why you'll want to eat every single spoonful of your morning dish of Kellogg's Pep. Cereal grains, like the famous whole wheat in Pep, have been picked out to give good grain nourishment to fellas and girls just like you all around the world. And these children are hungry. They need these grains to grow up strong and healthy, to be able to get fun out of work and play. So here's what you do. When Mom brings Kellogg's Pep home from the grocer's, make sure that there's no waste at your house. If you pour your own cereal, pour it carefully and eat up what you pour out. Tell your younger brothers and sisters to be careful, too, because, you know, you wouldn't want to waste food when it may mean that fellas and girls just like you might have to go hungry overseas.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Battling an unknown enemy, Superman, in his guise of Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for the Daily Planet newspaper, faces what may well be the most important assignment of his career: the war against racial and religious intolerance. Certain that a juvenile gang led by a boy known as Muggs is being directed by an organized group of hate mongers, Kent enlisted the aid of Jimmy Olsen, cub reporter for the Daily Planet, to get to the higher-ups through Muggs and his gang.
Actually, Jim, what you'll be is a spy. But you must be careful. You know what happens to spies if they're caught.
Now, in the rear of the bullroom used by Muggs as a hangout, Clark Kent's dire warning rings in ears.
You must be careful. You know what happens to spies if they're caught.
The warning rings in Jimmy's ears because, at the moment, he faces exposure. One of Muggs' young lieutenants, a boy known as Dutch, who overheard a telephone conversation between Jimmy and Kent and was returning to the pool room to report to Muggs when he was struck by a car, has somehow gotten out of the hospital where he was taken following the accident. Limping slightly and with an ugly bruise on his left cheek, the boy approaches the rear room of the pool parlor where Jimmy, his throat suddenly gone dry and his heart pounding like a trip hammer, looks about frantically for some means of escape. But there is no escape. Muggs is standing beside him. The door is blocked by the approach of the one person who knows he is a spy, and the pool room itself is crowded with members of the gang. Jimmy stands rooted to the spot, almost as though the steel jaws of a trap had closed on his leg. Meanwhile, in Clark Kent's apartment, the telephone is ringing frantically, with no one to answer it. Again and again, the bell cuts through the silence of the empty rooms, demanding attention. Finally, a key turns in the lock. The front door opens, and Clark Kent enters the apartment, hurrying to the phone and lifting the receiver.
Hello?
Is that you, Kent?
Yes.
Good Lord, man, where have you been?
Well, I was out.
I know you were out. I've been ringing for 10 minutes.
Who's this?
Dr. Reynolds at the hospital.
Oh, hello, Doc. Sorry,
hey,
I missed...
Hey, look, Kent, something's happened.
Yes?
That boy you brought in...
Yes?
The x-rays were negative. No internal injury.
Oh, that's fine. I'm glad to hear it. However, I still want to...
Wait a minute, Kent. Let me finish.
Go ahead.
The boy must have overheard one of the interns telling the nurse he had no injuries because he skipped.
He what?
He skipped. He sneaked out of the hospital. He's gone.
Great Scott.
He pretended he was asleep, and when the nurse left the room, why, he got his clothes out of the closet and sneaked down the back stairway. He must have been limping badly because he had a nasty contusion on his leg.
When was this, Doctor?
About 15 minutes ago, as near as we can tell.
15 minutes? I have to work fast. He's on his way to the pool room, and that's where Jimmy is.
What's that?
Nothing, Doctor. I'll be in touch with you. Thanks for calling. 15 minutes, huh? I'll have to take him a half hour to get there. 20 minutes by taxi. Chances are he'd take the bus. Now, let's see. How can I handle this? Got to prevent him from getting the mugs, but how? As Superman? No. That would ruin everything. Wait a minute. I got it. Get Henderson to help me out.
Police headquarters.
Inspector Henderson, please. Clark Kent calling.
Hold on, please.
Right. Pool room's only 5 minutes from headquarters, and I can make it.
Henderson speaking.
Oh, Inspector, this is Clark Kent. Look, I need your help, and I need it in a hurry. I'd like one of your uniformed officers, either Sergeant Malloy or Lieutenant Quinn, to meet me on the northwest corner of 3rd and Crescent as soon as possible. I haven't time to tell you what...
Now, would you mind telling me, Mr. Kent, what you're looking for in a pool room?
You'll see once we get upstairs, Sergeant. Follow me. And remember, let me do all the talking.
Well... not having the faintest idea what this is all about, there isn't much talking I'll be doing.
Watch these steps.
Oh, dear, it's a wonder they wouldn't have a light a man could see by.
Keep your voice down, Malloy. Now, look. We may have to make an arrest, Sergeant, once we get up there.
And who would I be arresting?
You know Jimmy Olsen, don't you?
The boy that works on the paper with you and Miss Lane?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's the one I may want you to arrest. If you do... don't recognize him.
Now, what sort of shenanigans have you got up your sleeve, Kent?
Just do as I say, Sergeant, please.
All right, you're the boss. The inspector said I was to take your orders.
Fine. All right. Here we are. You all set?
Go ahead.
Come on, Sergeant. All right, stay where you are. Don't move. Nobody's going to hurt you.
And if you don't move, you won't. All right, now,
there's
Kent,
the boy we want, Sergeant. Just going into that back room. Come on.
Oh, the devil's back. Close the door in our faces.
All right, we'll get it open.
Open up in the name of the law. Come on, I said. Ah, that's better. Now, which one of the three was it?
The boy with the bruise on his face. We'll take him back to the hospital.
Come on, you rascal.
And you, what's your name?
Who, me?
Yes, you. What's your name?
Why, Jimmy.
We'll take him too, Sergeant. Let's go.
Rushing the boy known as Dutch out of the pool room before he has a chance to tell Muggs that Jimmy Olsen is a spy, and taking Jimmy along in a surprise move, Clark Kent, at least for the moment, saves his plan from failure. The plan to learn the identity of the hate mongers behind Muggs and his gang. Now what will happen? We'll know in a moment when we return for today's exciting climax.
You know, gang, people in ancient times used to think the sun so important, they used its picture as a symbol of goodness and light. And that might hold for nowadays, too. Because the sun makes that wonderful sunshine vitamin D for you that helps build strong bones and teeth. That's one reason Mom wants you to clean up every last spoonful of your morning dish of Kellogg's Pep. Because this sunny, golden toasted cereal gives you your whole daily minimum need of sunshine vitamin D. Vitamin B1, too, an energy vitamin, more than twice as much as in sun-ripened whole wheat, plus loads of downright sunny, crisp goodness. And gang, when Mom reminds you to eat all of your bowl full of Kellogg's Pep, she's thinking of somebody else, too. Yes, she's thinking of young fellows and girls just like you who are going hungry these days all over the world. And she knows that wasting cereal here might mean less of the good golden cereal grains for those hungry children overseas. Because grains like the famous whole wheat and Pep have been picked out to feed them and to help them grow up sturdy and strong. Keep that in mind, won't you, when Mom brings home a package of Kellogg's Pep from the grocers. Don't let one single flake be wasted. If you pour your own cereal, pour it carefully and eat all that you pour out. And tell the rest of your family to be careful, too. Care of your part of this job of taking care of hungry boys and girls overseas.
Dutch once more back at the hospital, this time under police guard, Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen returned to Kent's apartment. But meanwhile, Muggs, the young gang leader, frightened at what he thinks were the police arrests of Dutch and Jimmy, has hurried to report to the man he has never seen, the mysterious individual who directs the activities of the hate-mongering organization, and whose voice now comes to Muggs from behind a thick plush curtain.
Are you sure they said they were taking the boy back to the hospital?
Yeah, that's what the guy in plain clothes said.
What about the other boy? What was his name?
Olsen. They didn't say nothing about him. They just took him along.
And all this happened because of a street accident?
Yeah, Dutch got clipped by a car. Olsen seen it happen and come back to tell me.
This Olsen boy, can he be trusted to keep his mouth shut?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so? How much have you told him?
Not much.
How much, you little fool?
Nothing important. He's all right. You don't have to worry.
Your assurance that I don't have to worry is very comforting. Now you listen to me. If I've told you once, I've told you a dozen times. I don't want you or any of your roughnecks mixed up with the police.
How could I help it if they got...
I'm not blaming you for this. I'm just repeating my warning.
Okay.
We're making good progress, and I don't want anything to happen that might interfere with it. How about the two boys? One you say was taken back to the hospital.
That's what the dick said.
It's probably correct. The stupid little fool had no business leaving until he was discharged. What about the other boy? Olsen, you say?
Yeah.
Any first name?
Yeah, Jim.
Jim Olsen. All right, you can forget about it. I'll have my lawyer check with the police and find out why he's being held.
Well, maybe that ain't so smart. Maybe we ought to keep clear of it.
Are you holding anything back?
No, I ain't holding nothing back. I just thought that...
I'll do all the thinking, Muggs. I want to know why they arrested that boy. There must be a reason.
Cold and hard, the voice from behind the plush curtain, unknown to either Kent or Jimmy, has stumbled on another method of exposing Jimmy as a spy. If the police are contacted, there will be no record of Jimmy's supposed arrest. And even more serious... Someone in the police department is bound to recognize Jimmy's name and identify him, not as a tough young hoodlum, but as a reporter for the Daily Planet. Then what? Gang, there's excitement ahead and a thrill a minute as we get deeper and deeper into this story of Superman's most important battle, the battle against the forces of hatred and prejudice. So don't miss tomorrow's tense episode entitled, A Trick of Fate.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pet.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, if you want your dog to give you the glad eye, try giving him Kellogg's Grog Food at mealtime. There's a dog food that's as good as they come. It's got a swell, meaty flavor that goes over big with dogs. And there are three kinds of Grow Pup. There's Grow Pup Ribbon, Grow Pup Meal, and Grow Pup Pellets. All good for your dog. Grow Pup has vitamins and minerals. Helps build strong muscles and teeth and bones. Just tell that to Mother, and I'm sure that she'll want your dog to feed on Kellogg's Grow Pup every day. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the world's largest network, the Mutual Broadcasting System.